Well, I think it's another sad story, Susan. We've had many of these in the past years regarding doping in the sport of cycling, and I think many people believe it's a sport that has not been cleaned for a long time. Many cyclists have been charged with doping. Many have been stripped of medals and titles, and now we have Lance Armstrong. He's not been officially stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles. The International Cycling Union would be the ones to make that decision, but USADA, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, has recommended that indeed happened because they feel they have enough evidence that, in fact, Lance Armstrong did use banned performance-enhancing substances. Now, throughout his career, he always has maintained he was tested clean more than 500 times, and that they have nothing on him. But USADA says it has about 10 of his former teammates that were willing to testify to the fact that Lance Armstrong did use illegal substances.
Do you think that's why he decided not to fight this anymore? They had so many witnesses?
Well, I'm not necessarily sure that's the case. He had filed a lawsuit against USADA. The judge had thrown that out, but the judge himself said USADA's conduct, wondered about their motives. I think Lance Armstrong it was a fight that he just wasn't really to continue going on. I mean, he said that it's taken away from his family. It's taken away from raising funds for his foundation, which has raised about $500 million to fight cancer. And I just think he'd had enough. He doesn't believe these charges are true. He maintains his innocence, but I think the fight in him for this was gone.
You've been out there on the bike competitively, going around on that. Give me a personal story. How personally do you feel about this?
Well, I feel very sad about this, and I think everybody in the world of cycling does too. Lance, of course, is the first ever man to win 7 consecutive Tour de France's, first ever win 7 Tour de France's. And certainly, having come back, his fight against cancer, coming back to the sport after being out for some time, and then achieving what he achieved, certainly was remarkable. There's no question he had an incredible work ethic, incredible training. Even other cyclists would train with him, said he was just amazing what he could do. So, certainly it's the fact that he did win these titles. Did he have performance-enhancing drugs to help him? Maybe so, but the thing is, Susan, almost everybody out there against him probably did too. It's always been said, even by Olympians or about Olympians, that sometimes the athletes try to keep one step ahead of the drug testers. Is that the case here? We may never know, but it certainly is a sad day for cycling, no doubt about it.